This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you ever wonder how Elon Musk is running his companies and he's also doing all of this Doge stuff?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Boy, you're talking about somebody who's multitasking.
I know. I've thought, oh, I wish I had those time management skills. I can't imagine how he's doing it. Well, interesting CNBC article. He's barely doing it.
Yeah.
Says he's running his businesses, quote, with great difficulty, unquote. As shares of his automotive firm Tesla suffered their worst drop in a half decade. Also said during an interview on Fox News, he expects to remain in the Trump administration another year as they're, you know, trying to reduce fraud and waste. The really important part of what he's doing here. And Republican leadership seems determined to refund all of it. They don't care if it's fraud, waste, or it's, you know, going down Stacey Abrams' gullet, $2 billion. They want it all refunded, even if Doge cuts it. But the good news about that, and that's bizarre to me, I don't understand it, but whatever. But the good news here is that as these things make headlines day in and day out and day in and day out, the weight of it, I hope, will be enough that even Republicans will want to cut fraud and waste too in Congress instead of refunding it like this bill does. And just the pressure and the weight of it, maybe we can get some votes to do that. But that's not going to be in this bill today. Everything gets refunded. So that's really hard pill to swallow, but Elon Musk seems to be swallowing it fine. And I guess that's just what we do now as Republicans. We fund Democrat fraud knowingly. Wow, we've got other things going on here too with that. VA Secretary Doug Collins says they saved roughly $900 million, so almost $1 billion. Listen to this. After reviewing just 2% of contracts. That's how much waste and fraud that there is. So at some point, Republicans are going to have to stop funding this stuff and cut it. And I guess as they dig more of it up, eventually maybe we'll get there and we'll be able to cut this stuff and overcome the corruption, maybe just through sheer embarrassment of the, you know, Republicans in Congress. But anyway, listen to this. And again, this all of this is refunded in the current bill. Shocking study, though. Due in a large part to the creation of Doge. We have a running total. We haven't found it all so far. What Biden spent over 4 years on DEI programs across the government. And I was expecting like $200 billion, Lee, when I saw that headline. I was expecting like 300, maybe. It's $1 trillion. $1 trillion. That's half the deficit.
Yeah.
For 1 year. I mean, our kids are going to pay that back. And the worst thing about DEI, it's a lot of contractors. A lot of people paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do DEI things, whatever those are. I think a lot of this is just fraud, graft, corruption, where people just come in and they have titles, or they're they form a nonprofit and they get hired to come in and basically hate on white men, essentially Christians.
Wow.
Because that's what DEI is, basically. And you know what it is? It is the backbone of a social credit score system, too. So Democrats like it for that reason. But, new study, staggering scope of DEI injected into the government during Joe Biden's reign. And again, we haven't even found it all yet. This particular study is conducted by the Functional Government Initiative, the Center for Renewing America. 460 programs across 24 government agencies in the Biden administration that diverted resources to DEI initiatives, at least $1 trillion of taxpayer money was infused into those programs. What a waste.
Mm-hmm. Just think what impact that could have had on education, on defense, on infrastructure that we all, and I hate it when I hear politicians talk about infrastructure because they're not doing anything about it.
No, they're not.
But if we had actually done something like maybe, I don't know, updating and securing the grid, the national infrastructure, the grid, protecting it from EMP attacks, or, you know, just basically improving and expanding the grid so that we have more electricity for all this stuff that they keep telling us that we're going to have to power with electricity somehow, some way.
You're right. Can you imagine what that could have done?
Yeah.
Like pipelines?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If I ran for governor, you know what I'd do? Pipeline, we are going to pipe in natural gas from off the coast. We're going to spread it all throughout the state, and we're going to make this an absolute manufacturing boomtown. We're going to be clean about it.
Yeah.
It's you're not even going to be able to see the you're not even going to be able to see the from the shore, because I know tourism is very important. You're not even going to be able to see the platforms, and we are going to make this a manufacturing hub for the world. And then I'd go down to zero on the income tax and invite all of the world to come here and manufacture. Yeah. And we wouldn't have to pay them a dime. They would locate themselves, get our own cheap energy. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do. That's what I would run for. But the politicians in this state are very backward.
No, the federal government would fight you every step of the way.
Yeah, they
too.
Would.
But anyway.
But, might be able to get it done under Trump.
But it'd be an interesting fight. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, you might be able to get it done under Trump. I mean, if you asked him to help, I bet you could get somewhere. You have a narrow window to do it of these 4 years, but I bet you could get somewhere. But $1 trillion. Imagine what we could do. I mean, just even roads and interstates and finish the wall. On and on and on. DEI programs. And again, a lot of this contractors, you know what this is? This is just Democrats feeding Democrats, putting them on the payroll.
Right.
Speaking of putting them on the payroll, something very strange is going on at Act Blue. It's the Democrats' big clearinghouse, giving out $16 billion in funding. Republicans have tried with WinRed, and they can't seem to raise the amount of money the Democrats do. You know, I have a feeling we're going to find this government money inside of Act Blue is where we're going to find it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Not a lot. Well, I mean, there's billions of it. Did you see the top seven people, well, top five people and two attorneys, basically, resigned yesterday en masse?
No. From Act Blue?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And here's the thing. There is a coalition of state attorneys general that are investigating because James O'Keefe's investigative reporter found contributions from individuals, thousands of contributions. $25 here, $10 there, $5. So what they did is they went to their houses and said, hey, you know, did you write 1,500 checks to Act Blue? You know, you totals $80,000, you know, you got a mail truck here in the backyard. How do you afford that? And these people in the video are like, I didn't write any checks to Act Blue. What is that? Well, yeah, you did, 1,500 of them. Small donations. And so they launched, after the James O'Keefe film, the attorneys general, all of them Republican states, launched investigations. Now Elon Musk is seeing these people that are torching these dealerships, taking them over, have to be hauled off and arrested. He said they're part of five organizations funded by Act Blue. And so
some of the very ones who were pushing for electrification of the transportation system to begin with.
Right,
now they're burning the chargers. Great.
Exactly.
Okay. Makes total sense. Yeah.
So that all makes me wonder. I think something big's up with Act Blue. By the way, they also just got caught. This was last year, accepting Chinese money, which is highly illegal to do that for political expenses. You cannot take money from China. They did.
Unless you're a Democrat president.
Right. So something's about to go down. That's why they're all that's why they're all resigning all of a sudden. So New York Times had that article. That's going to be interesting. But $1 trillion on DEI insanity. So, you know, one of the good things that's going on here with all of this is that we're shattering this myth of broke government, you know, like, wow, we just can't get by without, you know, all $7 trillion. We can't get by without it. We, you know, there's nothing we can cut. And, you know, what would happen to all these stuff the Democrats say, what would happen to the American people? We can get by without it. In fact, we've increased spending 75% since 2019. People don't realize that. 75% since 2019. And people also don't realize that this bill that is probably going to pass today, and Donald Trump and Mike Johnson are demanding that it pass. They're going to primary anybody who doesn't vote for it, locks in that 75% increase. And think about this for a minute. This is what's so staggering about it. Remember when we were cutting all those COVID checks and it was supposed to be temporary?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That money's all in there. We're just spending it again. We didn't scale it back. It wasn't a one-time thing. Now, we're not going to cut COVID checks so the people at least would get their money back, but we're going to spend that amount. 75% increase since 2019, from just shy of $4 trillion to a little over seven, which is why we have inflation, and we're going to continue to have inflation. It's not going away. This bill passes. But they are promising someday they will cut someday. Maybe in September. Put it off till then. So we'll see. Everybody wondering what happened.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.